This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. DJV time, 7 after the hour. Uncle Dougie is having a tough time with the pollen and the mold and the coughing. Good Lord. Sorry about that. I don't know that you're hearing it on the air, but everybody behind the scenes is hearing it. You're all having many of us having the same sort of thing going on with us. It's just, I can hear the ladies, all of them, Victoria's coughing, Jennifer is, Carol, we
it's
all
been
have
a terrible
this.
Allergy season. So my first thing, my voice cracks when I have allergies, and that irritates me. Ugh.
I know. Well, I'm looking out at the car and the truck in the driveway, they're covered with yellow. Yeah. All of stuff coming off of the trees. And when there's no sunshine to dry it up, it gets to be a sort of a conflict with your own physical reality. So let's put that aside right now. Get to Jennifer, who has reality. Her dreams have come true. She has the opportunity to be a big-time radio personality, and here she is with her approach to this.
No pressure.
Now.
Oh, now see, you got me going.
All
that thought of all that talk about pollen. All right, so Uber had their IPO this past week, and of course it came with some headlines. It even came with the strike from Uber and Lyft drivers who wanted more money because they felt that the heads of the company, the rich, well, they were just going to get richer. And the public valuation of it was more than $80 billion. That particular offering, however, the IPO, ended up creating a whole lot of losers. This is pretty crazy. So 81% of the $29.55 billion in equity that Uber raised is now underwater. IPO investors, people that got in on the ground floor of the Uber IPO, they lost $655 million already in just the first few days.
Wow.
Now, what was that? It'll come back. Investors who bought Uber shares 3 years ago lost 15% of their money before fees. The opportunity cost now even greater. Investors in the S&P 500 have seen their money grow by 50% over the same period. So those are kind of the losers of all of this. The winners, Lyft shares, are trading well below their IPO price, which didn't help the Uber offering. But so far, all of Lyft's pre-IPO investors remain in the money. The most that any of them paid was $47.35 a share. The IPO for Uber, it opened up at $48.77 per share. So there you go.
But
well,
then
the problem
went down.
Is that neither company they kind of all tend to do that, but neither company has been able to show a profit at all. So that's part of the problem. It seems like it's kind of a dicey prospect to take your company public when you haven't even been able to show a single quarter with a profit.
If you go back to the history of Amazon, for years and years and years, they made no money. People put money in when they went to did their IPO. I don't remember how many years ago, 13, 14 years ago, maybe further. Probably 13, 14 years ago. People would say, why would you invest in that company? It's a waste of time and money. So I think you look at that and believe in your heart. Trust your heart. Trust your gut. And go for it if you think it's going to be something to be around for a while. It takes a little bit. First of all, we're not going to have a moment of silence for the investors because other than the people who may work for Uber in this circumstance who bought some shares, most of the people in on the ground level the first day are all the insider traders, all the huge money, the big banks and investment companies. The average guy never has a chance to get in on an IPO. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't, unless you're a part of a huge fund. That's where the shares, that's where they go the first few days. So, good luck to them. They'll be fine. One way or another. If they don't clean up their cars, maybe.
Yeah.
Victoria was talking about in the last hour how The cars are filthy. All these rideshare cars.
The germ counts are higher than six million germs in the back seat of as opposed
who
to
counts those germs. I want to know who counts those germs.
Somebody with a lot of time.
Whose job is it to count all those germs? It also has been, as we review a little bit the last week or so, a lot of graduations last weekend, the weekend before, and I thought there was a touching moment. If you've seen it, perhaps this video has gone viral. Two university heads handing out a mom's degree to her son's graduation at her son's graduation ceremony. This is at Central Michigan University. You've seen it perhaps on Facebook. Stefan Wilson and his mother, Sharonda, both graduated from two separate universities in Michigan the same day. Stefan graduated with a degree in fine arts in the musical theater from Central Michigan University. Sharonda, also scheduled to graduate same day with a bachelor's degree from Ferris State University. Sharonda decided to skip her own graduation so she could go to her son's. Central Michigan school president Bob Davies learned about the timing and placed a call to the fellow who was president of Ferris State, David Eisler. The two university heads surprised both the son and the mother by presenting Sharonda with her own graduation cap and a mini ceremony during his graduation, which is kind of a cool thing, isn't it?
That's cool. So cute.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. Good for them. That's a wonderful touch. So now I come around to thinking or wondering out loud at times like this, as we bring a lot of young people into the workforce, are people thinking already? I guess I would ask that of the three of you, too. At what point did you start to care about retirement planning? There have been a lot of people who have been encouraged, both with the practical sense of parenting, perhaps, and in some cases, I've seen a couple, at least around here in Massachusetts, the main focus of the graduation speeches from a couple of people have been the economy and where you will be. You're a graduate this year. Where will you be and where will your money be in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now? You're starting your first job. You're learning a lot about establishing yourself as an adult and being responsible for your finances. Do you think about your retirement? Most people say, "Yeah, that's so far away. I'm not thinking about it." And I don't know what the right, you know, there are 401ks that are around, and people have some, they work in the public sector, they have their own sort of payroll deduction thing where they go into their retirement, state retirement. CalPERS, for example, I think is the wealthiest of all of the states in terms of how much money is invested, Jennifer, on behalf of the workers in the state. Mm-hmm. Most everybody who runs a hedge fund is happy to get a hold of as much money as they can from CalPERS. But if you don't work in the public sector and you're on your own, what do you do? What do you, Jennifer, Victoria, Carol, what do you do? You're
I have a Roth IRA.
You have a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you contribute to it weekly, monthly, annually?
Every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. What about you, Victoria? What sort of plan do you have similar to her? To Jennifer's?
I have a 401k that's just stalled basically because this is a different situation than, you know, working for a corporation. So,
right.
That's kind of just sitting there. But, Lewis and I, once we got married, we kind of pooled together our resources. So we met with a financial planner and we're kind of, you know, slowly but steadily trying to save for retirement.
All right, let me just give you, let me just give you some numbers. So you think about this. I'm not going to make this a big deal, but it's something to think about. If you put $100, let's say you just graduated from school, and you put $100 a month away into a 401k, and you keep investing that same amount for 40 years, earning the average rate of about 7%. When you get to be 65, you will have accumulated about $256,000. That doesn't seem like
a
lot.
That's nothing. That's nothing. People can't retire on that. Who can retire on $250,000? No one.
You can't. Mm-hmm. No.
No.
No. Even if it's invested at 7% in bonds, very conservatively, you know, 6, 7, 8%, that's going to be $20,000 a year. You're not going to get anywhere with that. It's just, you're not.
It's pretty depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe you get Social Security, maybe you get equal amount to that. But yet there are a lot of people who don't do that at all. They don't do any of this stuff, and they have no money when they get to be 65. So that's another wrinkle in this, just sort of as you're thinking about the upward chain. There's another way of looking at it. Put away a lot as you can. I hope this is being taught in schools. I don't know. I'm not optimistic that it is, because I don't think a lot of reality stuff is being taught in school.
Yeah, I don't. And granted, there's stuff from school that I've forgotten, but, you know, unless you're taking a stat class or a financial class or something like that, I don't think being taught. I was lucky that I'm the youngest, and so I have two older sisters who it was a focus for them, and it was really important, and so I knew immediately as soon as I started working, I started putting stuff into a 403B, but I'm not putting a ton of money in every month. And I have a friend who's an economist, and she basically told me, she was like, you should open a Roth IRA and then put as much money as you don't need for savings into your 403B and your other, if you have another IRA account. And that's not something I've been doing. I've been putting most of my money into a savings account and then not putting it into my 403B, and so I guess I have to change that now, otherwise I'm going to be screwed when I retire.
What kind of return do you get on a 403B? Because I know you've got the savings account that we're going to open too, right? The Goldman one that's like 4%?
Yeah. So I have a savings account that gets a decent percentage, but not a ton. And then as far as the 403B goes, I mean, it's in relatively not risky stocks. So there is some return, but it's not like a ton. Mm. So
we're going to open up an index fund too, because that's probably the easiest way to index funds. Like the Vanguard index funds are always highly rated. So that's probably going to be the next thing that we're going to try to do. Just
keep your eye on the ball and take care of yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. That's certainly the way I look at it. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV program.
And now a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 in rewards for details.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
News 23 after on the DJV program. How many people like Peter Frampton? Raise your hands, please. Great
I like this.
TV King. So I do too, actually. That's Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, Doug. But the focus on Peter Frampton, who has released his rendition of some classic TV King music, including The Thrill Is Gone. Out of the Blue Staples on his upcoming LP called All Blues. Frampton performed The Thrill Is Gone with B.B. King himself when he joined him on the Guitar Circus Tour in 2013. B.B. King also served as an opener on one of Frampton's co-headlining tours with the Steve Miller Band. That'd be something I think, as you've heard me recently, after I saw Steve Miller on the Austin... What do they call Austin City Limits show? I thought he was fabulous, frankly. And just keeps cranking him out. So, Frampton spoke after this song came out about meeting King for the first time. He said, quote, I went to his bus to meet him, and I was very nervous, sort of stuttering and stuff in front of him. He could see I was having a bit of trouble. He said, Peter, sit down, boy. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it for you. He says, I couldn't believe it. It just put me right at ease. Such a modest man, the nicest, most agreeable person you could ever dream of. Frampton showcasing All Blues, which is out the 7th of next month. And then the, another farewell tour. It's going to be featured on that. It kicks off the 18th of June in Oklahoma. The tour will serve as his first tour of that magnitude due to him being diagnosed with... body meiosis, is that what that IBM? Inclusion body meiosis.
Something really awful.
Yeah. Muscular
Whatever
disorder.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, really horrible, yeah. Which is kind of too bad. Responsible for lots of great music, man. That's for sure. Why do I say man?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man. You're talking
about
I don't music, know, man.
Elvis Costello. I always thought he had a lot of nerve using Elvis' name, Frank, or his parents did.
Who else? It's not his real name.
Declan McManus is his real name.
Okay, so Declan has collected songs that he co-wrote with Paul McCartney and Burt Bacharach, as well as lyrics by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash for his new EP, Purse, which arrived on Friday. The four-song EP includes Costello's take, or Declan's take on the Lovers That Never Were. This was written by Costello and McCartney. McCartney actually released this in 93 in an LP called Off the Ground. Remember this? Anybody remember this? Probably not, because you weren't around most of that. Down on the Bottom, a Dylan song gets an updated version, while Costello also puts Johnny Cash's unrecorded If You Love Me lyrics to music for the first time back.
That's my favorite one of all the new songs, the Johnny Cash one.
Yeah. Listen to this for a second. Sounds like a balladeer from the late 70s or 80s.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah, right. So he
stuff along the way, but
right.
I think he's more of a balladeer. He's very Burt good, Bacharach. Like, just good personal friends with Burt Bacharach, so I think he was really heavily influenced by that.
That makes a lot of sense. Everybody's Playing House rounds out this set of four. The duo released their collaborative LP in 98 called Painted for Memory. Costello released his latest album, Look Now, in 2018. In July, he and his band, The Imposters, going out on a 13-day tour with Blondie. That'd be kind of fun. Remember us talking about that. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sticking by his plan to slap still more tariffs on Chinese goods, saying on Twitter the U.S. will be making tens of billions of dollars from the tariffs. Though many lawmakers and analysts dispute that, saying it's going to be U.S. companies and ultimately U.S. consumers who pay the tariff freight. But the president says consumers also have the option of getting goods usually imported from China from an American producer. His top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says,
I think the country is completely behind the president and his tough approach to China. And in fact, as you know, leading Democrats such as Senator Schumer and others have supported the president.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president welcoming the prime minister of Hungary to the White House today. It'll be Viktor Orban's first formal meeting with a sitting U.S. president in over 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program, where our daily dreams come true. We all have dreamt to be big-time radio personalities, and here we are. That's what we do. We're big-time radio personalities. The only variable here is who shows up. Today, everybody showed up. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Victoria, who oftentimes takes the fast approach, is taking the...
I don't know what that means, but okay.
I'm right to it. Let's go.
All right. So, well, one of the big
no whining allowed, by the way. This is a no wine half hour.
Okay. Right. Well, I really enjoy wine, so that's... Me too. Extra wine, Victoria. Extra wine. Extra wine. It's rosé season. One of the trending news stories right now is Woodstock 50. Everyone wants to know, what is the fate of Woodstock 50? It is now in the hands of a judge. Whoever thought that this would get to that level? This is a state Supreme Court judge in New York is actually going to hear this the case between Woodstock 50s, the promoters, and then the former financial partner, which is a Japanese company, Dentsu Aegis, and they're the ones who backed out. They said that they were not going to, I guess ticket sales hadn't gone on sale yet, and things were not looking right, so they completely backed out of this event, which was set for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock this summer, August 16th to 18th. And so in the court papers, the Woodstock 50 the promoters are now saying that they want their $17.8 million back from Dentsu because they said that they misappropriated the funds. And so Dentsu, of course, withdrew their support from it in late April. And ever since then, the fate of the festival has just really been up in the air. So promoter Michael Lang, who was one of the promoters of the original Woodstock, that's why he's kind of cashed in on this Woodstock 50 thing, he has been very vocal that he says Dentsu had no right to cancel or back out, and he says that they will they'll be moving forward with Woodstock 50. And we'll find out what the judge says. This is all the way up to the Supreme Court of New York, so we'll see, but maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But that's still, to be out $17.8 million and without the show even happening, that's not good.
Not a good sign at all. The one of the people from the television era of Woodstock has passed away. How many people remember Peggy Lipton, who was on the Mod Squad and Twin Peaks? Passed away. She's had cancer for a number of years. She was only 72. The announcement was made by her daughters, Rashida and I think it's Kidada. Is that how you pronounce her name? Kadida. She was married to Quincy Jones and these are children they had together. Married from 74 to 1990. She got a Golden Globe for being in Mod Squad. Do you remember, anybody here remember, even in reruns, Mod Squad?
I've never
quite
seen it.
Thing.
I know they aware of who she of was. It. Yeah, they did. Yeah. But I think that was pretty terrible. So I didn't see that either, so I don't know.
What was terrible?
The movie that they tried to make. I forget who was in it. Claire Danes is jumping to mind, but I'm not sure if that's true.
It was a waste of time. But she was quite an iconic actress. And, being married to Quincy Jones, very visible, that sort of thing. Here's the story of professional wrestler Silver King, who has passed away during a fight in London. He was only 51. Real name Cesar Gonzalez Barón, was performing in the roundhouse at Lucha Libre when he died. He was opposite Jack Black in the 2006 comedy Nacho Libre as the villain Ramses. Remember him? Yes or no? Nobody.
I never saw that movie, but I know.
I do remember.
I've heard about him. I saw the story, but I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I didn't know who he was, but I did watch that movie in theaters, and I did really enjoy it. It was very ridiculous and funny, but he definitely, from the costume that I saw, I guess from the when he was in the arena right before he died, he very much fit in with that movie.
Yeah, he was one of these sillies, apparently.
They think that the kick to the heart could have initiated this heart attack that killed him. It's horrible.
Yeah. It's a pretty stupid way to die, I suppose, if that's what you like. Yeah. I don't know. I just find it. excuse me. The interest.
But at
in
51,
stuff,
though, yeah, he must have had something else going on. Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, just think about how life is. When you go to a wrestling ring, he thinks he's going to work, and it's going to be a day like any other, and then whammo.
Well, I can't imagine what it's like to be the other person who was in the ring, who did the kick. I mean, these are things that you practice. That you think that it's just going to be a routine thing, and it's not actually supposed to hurt someone. And then for you to be, I don't know, partially responsible for someone else's death, it sucks.
It doesn't. When you think about it, does it take a lot of courage to go into the ring and be beat around like that? When the men and women go into the ring,
it's all
choreographed, but it is, they move around, they're on the road a lot, and it sounds like it's kind of, how much money do these people make? A couple hundred thousand a year?
I know WWE wrestlers make a fair amount of money, I think, but I don't know, somebody like this in the Lucha Libre League, I don't know what they would make.
Mm-hmm. The story of the California synagogue shooting continues to be a focus. I'm not going to use the name here, but the suspect has been charged with, among other things, it's a federal hate crime to do what he's done. He was actually charged with a 109 count violation or stick, 109 hate violations. This was, what, a month and a half or so ago? No. When was this? It was only like two weeks ago, three weeks ago,
yeah.
He was 19 years old, taken into custody after he actually turned himself in. He'd been charged with one count of murder. Does anybody know why? Has anything come out speculatively as to why he did it? Why did he turn himself in?
He got caught. He was on the. He called in. He was like in a car chase or something. He said, "I'm the shooter," and they came and got him.
Oh.
He had the gun on the front seat. He's a coward.
Yeah. Life in prison. Maybe
Absolutely.
The death penalty.
And maybe the death penalty, yeah.
Maybe he deserves. He'd be one of the people that would
in
deserve.
In the state of California, Gavin Newsom put a kibosh on the death penalty, so probably he'll see life in prison.
Yeah. Volkswagen in the news today. They're going to build electric cars. They announced that, what, last year? And now they're surprised because they have more orders than they expected to get. Pre-orders for the new electric hatchback has surpassed 10,000 cars. And that was just in a day. Last week, VW announcing that their new entry-level electric car will cost less than $33,000. They're going to be delivering a lot of them in Europe. And I think that'll be, what, next year? Middle of next year? They're going to start delivering them?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same size as a Golf, the Volkswagen Golf. It launches this September at the Frankfurt Motor Show. It's called the ID3 because Volkswagen views the model as the third major evolution of their history after the Golf and the Beetle. Volkswagen started to accept orders for the ID3 last Thursday, asking for a deposit of 1,000 euros. Most of them have sold in Europe, but there are orders coming from our country as well. The electric car will allow for more internal space than the, if you don't have an engine in there, you got a small car, you need more room, and you got it now. They're going to sell three versions of the ID3 with varying battery life, 200 miles, 261 miles, 342 miles. I'll take the 342-mile one, thanks. full warranty on the battery covers 8 years, just under 100,000 miles, or the normal depreciation of the battery to 70% of its maximum capacity. Anybody know what it costs to buy a replacement battery for one of these things in a like a Tesla or whoever has these things used? Anybody know? The batteries are, excuse me, somebody told me it was like $3,400
really?
To replace
that expensive?
The battery. Yeah, a friend of mine has got a Tesla. And
I have a friend with a Tesla, too, but I have no idea how much the battery replacement costs.
Yeah. Good. So, and what are they going to be worth, these cars, on the market when you sell them? I don't know if anybody's thinking about a used electric car. So if you're in the market for a used car but trying to change the way you do things, you don't like the oil changes, the lube, tune-ups, all that other stuff from the gas-powered vehicle maintenance requirements, maybe it's time to think about an electric vehicle. Here's some food for thought from Andy Solomon.
Electric vehicles are no longer an automotive anomaly. There are enough of them out there at various price ranges that make them an attractive alternative if you're looking for a used vehicle. Mike Amuzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book, has some tips on what to look for.
Even if you're not blessed with a big enough budget to buy a Tesla Model S or X, there are smaller, more affordable choices. If you're looking for a deal, compact first and second generation electric cars are going to be your best bet.
EVs usually come down to the battery. A larger battery is more expensive but comes with a bigger range. Early EVs were capable of 80 to 90 miles per charge. With battery degradation, this might go down to 60 to 70 miles, which is perfect for most daily drivers.
So when it's time to buy, you might want to consider paying for a certified pre-owned electric vehicle. You'll usually get the standard bumper-to-bumper warranty and then also get battery coverage that extends to 8 years or 100,000 miles.
To learn more, visit KBB.com.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 47 after the hour on the DJV program, a woman has passed away from getting rabies after she rescued a puppy that she found. She was 24 years old, vacationing in the Philippines, found the dog, couldn't resist picking it up, brought the puppy back to her resort, washed it, played with it. The family said she got some small scrapes playing with a puppy, didn't get any medical attention. Was after she returned to her home, she began to feel ill. According to her family, doctors couldn't determine what was the cause of her illness. Despite a couple of trips to the emergency room, she was admitted to the hospital a week or so ago. Physicians determined she had rabies, and that's it. She admitted to having this dog and played with it. And so
she left it there, wherever she was on vacation.
Apparently, I didn't get the what happened to the dog. You just know what happened to her. Mm-hmm. So,
what are the symptoms of rabies in humans?
Fever,
like froth.
No,
the animal. Oof.
Yeah, it's fever. You get chills and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, from what I've heard is your mental state goes wacko. Yeah, you just start acting crazy really fast.
It's like having mad cow disease. Yeah. The same kind of thing. Yeah.
Not fun.
But, no. You know, think about it. You're doing something good. You're trying to, you see some poor animal beside the road and you feel like you want to take care of it.
Yeah, but I understand that.
Should
you
not do that anymore?
You'd go right to a vet clinic. You don't take it to your resort and play with it and give it a bath. Like, if you're going to rescue...
common sense.
If you're going to... I think that social media is wonderful for so many things, and there are so many rescue groups, and you see celebrities, like, you know, on the side of the road in Puerto Rico picking up dogs and taking them to the vet and everything and rescuing them. That's great. But you have to do it the right way. You don't bring a stray dog, back to your resort. That's just stupid. And I'm sorry that this girl lost her life, but, like, I mean, come on. This is just really dumb.
Well, it doesn't take... It's something, you know, you have good-hearted intentions, and then they turn out to, it's the end of that. Oh, what is the road to hell paved with? 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's our weekly opportunity to quiz Tom Kreitler, who's co-host of the Money Pit. At our age, we find every opportunity to talk on the air to be something we're grateful for, Tommy, right? I shouldn't say at our age. You're having your birthday. You're a few years younger than I am. So
yeah, but well, thanks for that.
Hey, you're welcome. All right, well, we have good things going on. It's kind of fun. Yep. To tune in with Tom every week, because a lot of people who listen to this program have questions for Tom, including a fellow named Gil who lives in Georgia. He has a minor ant problem. No, it's not minor A-U-N. Yeah, my aunt's getting old, and I don't know what to do with it. This problem needs some natural remedies. At least that's what he wants. He doesn't want to spray all that poisonous stuff all over his house, which shows some common sense on his part. So what does he do?
Well, look, there are many natural solutions for insect problems, but I think for the most part, Doug, that these will deter insects. They're not going to be as effective as the over-the-counter or professionally applied products. And I don't look at it all with the broad brush of being spreading the poison around the house, because I think these pesticides today are very sophisticated and very targeted. And when properly applied, I think they can be safe and effective. But if you want to go the natural route first, one of the things that will deter ants is mint. So if you plant a barrier of mint, which grows like crazy, around the areas of your house where the ants are coming in. That will deter them. And also inside the house, you can sprinkle bay leaves. That's a pretty good ant repellent. You can set the whole bay leaves around the kitchen food canisters, or you can sprinkle crushed bay leaves along the windowsills.
So, there you go. And there are a lot of suggestions, by the way. One of the great things about Tom and his work is he spends a great deal of time. Imagine the hours and hours it takes to put together all the info that they discuss, he and Leslie, on the program every week. And many of the highlights and many of the specific details of some of this material is at moneypit.com, the weekly newsletter that's there. There are plenty of things, including alternatives that you can look for treating the problem of ants and rodents in your house, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have a whole list. It's called Natural Pest Control Solutions. It's on moneypit.com. Just search it there on site.
Also on moneypit.com, 4 fabulous bathroom upgrades that you can do. How do you do this for under $200? I'd be interested in knowing more about that, frankly.
Very, very selectively, Doug.
Yeah, I would think. Yes.
You want to, yes, right. You want to choose updates that you can do that don't cost a whole lot of money, sort of the accoutrements of the bathroom, if you will. So start with things like painting your cabinets. You know, that's a real popular thing today. In fact, I just learned at the National Hardware Show last week that Benjamin Moore has a cabinet-only paint he just came out with. And it's interesting because I was talking with the rep that, you know, cabinet paint has to have certain qualities. First of all, it has to give you good coverage. It has to adhere well to those typically varnished surfaces underneath. And it has to be hard because cabinets take a lot of banging, right? Take a lot of wear and tear.
Yep.
So they have a paint for that, and I'm sure there are others. But painting cabinets, updating your bathroom mirror, good idea right there. You might want to think about seeing, I think Kohler just came out with a lighted bathroom mirror design that it was really pretty inexpensive. I think it was $200 or $300, and it allows you to see yourself in the morning if you choose to be bold enough to do that.
That's what I want to do. I want to see what I look
That's
like
right.
First thing in the morning.
Look at one of those new fixtures. And then, of course, fittings, you know, all of the different faucets and trim and hardware around doors and shower heads and all that kind of stuff.
If you update all of that stuff, that
makes sort of a nice touch. So lots of things you can do for under a couple $100.
MoneyPit.com. Sign up for the newsletter and check out all the things they have posted there. A listener, Margot, wants to know what the best method is for cleaning carpets. Are we talking about wall-to-wall? Are we talking about oriental? What are we talking about here, do you think, or a little of all?
Well, you know, a lot of folks are afraid of steam cleaning, Doug, but personally, I think that it works pretty well.
Why would you be afraid of it?
Well, they're afraid that it's going to somehow ruin their carpets. But, you know, first of all, from what I've seen, steam isn't really steam. It's really just hot water. And you have a little bit of steam that comes off of that. But you know what the biggest enemy of carpets is? It's dirt.
Yeah.
Right. If the dirt stays in there, the grit and the grind that you bring in from the outside, that's what wears out the carpets. That's why they're always worn near the doors. It's because of all that dirt that's wearing on the fibers. I have taken some carpets on homes that I've rented that have looked terrible. In fact, I took the carpet from a condominium that my child had rented for a whole year in a college. And you can imagine what that looked like. And I brought it back almost to new by steam cleaning it.
Steam clean your carpets. Yeah. There it is. The advice from Tom Kreitler at the Money Pit. MoneyPit.com is their website. Thanks, Tommy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.